Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to this episode of CoreCast. I'm Heidi Kuntz. A new journal article in Environmental Science and Technology contains an article about the occurrence of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, in house dust. I'm here with one of the article's authors, Barbara Mahler. Welcome, Barbara.
Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. The new study that appears in ES&T shows PAHs appear in house dust. How would scientists who study processes of the Earth think to look at dust that collects in people's homes?
Well, it does seem like quite a distance from my principal area of research, which is lake sediment to house dust. But you could think of this as our simply working our way up the watershed. To give you a little background on this, I work with the U.S. Geological Survey National Water Quality Assessment Program, the NAQUA program, who is tasked with evaluating water quality in all of the nations or across the nation in watersheds. And our team addresses one specific objective, which is to determine trends in water quality. Is water quality getting better or is it getting worse? And the way we do that is we travel around to lakes across the United States and we collect sediment cores. Now, sediment core, you could think of, it's really just a big tube of mud, and you could think of it acting kind of like tree rings, where as different layers of mud are deposited down in the bottom of a lake, one on top of the other, they're bringing with them from the watershed all the chemicals that are being used in the watershed. So we can look at the layers of mud. And as we look deeper and deeper in the mud, we're going back in time, and we can reconstruct the history of contaminants in the watershed. So that's kind of the background. What does this have to do with PAHs? Well, what we've noticed, one of the things we're looking for is, are there contaminants where we can see a clear decrease, and are there contaminants where we can see a clear increase? So this allows us to determine if public policy decisions, such as banning DDT, have been effective. Or are there other contaminants where we need to perhaps focus our interest because they're getting worse? So we do see downward trends, decreasing trends in things like DDT, lead, which was removed from gasoline in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. We see decreases in lead. What caught our attention was that there were one group of contaminants that were increasing, and that's the PAHs, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, were increasing primarily in urban lakes all across the United States. So we, obviously being scientists, we asked ourselves why. And that's when we started working our way up the watershed to determine where the PAHs are coming from and why they might be increasing.
So how do PAHs, a known carcinogen, get into people's homes?
Well, as we worked our way up the watershed and we looked, are PAHs coming from rooftops? No, they didn't appear to be coming from rooftops. Are they coming from vehicle emissions? No, they don't appear to be coming from vehicle emissions because when we started using catalytic converters on cars, decreased PAH emissions factor of 10 to 50, and we don't see that in the cores, so that eliminated that. And then working with some scientists with the city of Austin, they had identified these parking lot seal coat products as having very high concentrations of PAHs. Now, parking lot seal coat is the black, shiny substance that people spray or paint on their parking lots or driveways to improve the appearance and to attempt to increase the longevity of the asphalt.
Sure.
And what we found was that the PAH concentrations in the dust on these parking lots was extremely high in PAHs, much higher than we had seen from any other PAH source, including things like used motor oil and tire particles. So that was when I asked myself the question, well, we know, for example, that children in the 60s, 50s and 60s were exposed to lead through ingesting lead in house dust.
Right.
It made us wonder, are the PAHs from these parking lots getting tracked into people's homes? There have been a lot of studies on PAHs in indoor dust and established that there are indoor sources of PAHs, but that also people track in all kinds of stuff from the outdoors. So it seemed logical for us to ask, are people walking on these parking lots and driveways with the very high concentrations of PAHs in the little particles of seal coat, and are they bringing those into the homes on their feet?
So coal tar-based seal coat is used around the country, correct?
Well, interestingly, it's used primarily east of the Continental Divide. So in the Midwest, the Northeast, and the Southeast United States, coal tar seal coat is primarily used. But west of the Continental Divide, an asphalt-based seal coat is used. And the asphalt-based product has concentrations of the PAHs that are about 1,000 times less than are in the coal tar-based product. For that difference is that coal tar itself is about 50% or more PAHs by weight, and the coal tar-based products contain anywhere from typically 20 to 35% coal tar.
Okay. So if dust in similar locations that use coal tar-based could probably occur where those sealants are used.
Yes, on the basis of our data, it looks very much as though if you live in an apartment complex that has a coal tar-based seal coat on the parking lot, we would expect to see elevated concentrations of PAHs in the dust in your apartment.
Okay. So if a person lives near a driveway or a parking lot that is covered by coal tar-based seal coat, what should they do?
Well, we haven't done any studies that directly test any of these methods, but I have read some other studies that say that using a doormat to wipe your feet will certainly go a long way in decreasing the particles that are being tracked in from the outdoors. Also, obviously, taking your shoes off would prevent you from tracking particles indoors. That would be another strategy, and in fact, that would just decrease, in general, the amount of dust and outdoor particles that are in your residence. If you have a residence with a coal tar seal coat on the driveway, I know that here in the city of Austin, there are some folks that have started up businesses to actually go and strip that seal coat off. And then another possibility, of course, would be to put another layer of a different type of product over that seal coat that doesn't contain PAHs. But again, I'm not an engineer. I'm not a pavement engineer. These are just kind of some common sense approaches that people in Austin have been using.
Okay. So if this has human exposure potential, then indeed fish and fowl would be affected as well, correct?
That's correct. And that's in fact, one of the motivations that we got into this. The USGS NACWA program, the focus is on contaminants in water and sediments and exposure of aquatic biota to those. So we have shown that there's a high concentration of PAHs in particles that are in storm runoff that comes off of these parking lots. And those wash into urban rivers and streams. And there are some biologists with the city of Austin that have investigated this process and have found a link between runoff from these coal tar seal-coated particles and some impairment of the aquatic biologic community.
Where is your research taking you next?
Well, we would like to pursue this question of human health exposure. We are hoping to collaborate with some others, perhaps at the CDC or in the academic community, that are human health risk professionals. As USGS researchers, we can do the environmental type analyses, but we're hoping to link up with people that can really focus on whether these might have some important exposure effects for humans. One of the questions we'd like to address is what is the health risk for adults or children that are playing on the seal-coated surfaces themselves? So, for example, if kids are playing basketball on a seal-coated parking lot or driveway or playground, there are some playgrounds that have been treated with the coal tar-based seal coat, or young children that are sitting on it making chalk drawings or skateboarding, is there a human health risk associated with those activities? That's one area that we think would deserve some investigation. And then another avenue that we're moving to is air quality. PAHs are a large group of compounds that range from low molecular weight to high molecular weight. And the lower molecular weight PAHs are very volatile. That means they evaporate easily.
Okay.
And you might have noticed if you walk across a parking lot that has recently been seal-coated, you can smell it. It smells kind of like mothballs. And mothballs contain naphthalene, which is a PAH. So we're doing a volatility study to try and look at how much of the PAHs from a seal-coated parking lot are making it into the air that we breathe.
Thank you for your time, Barbara, and we appreciate you speaking with us today. This podcast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. I'm Heidi Kuntz. Thanks for tuning in.